dude, God is doing something so crazy in, like, just the area of my workplace. I hope that you guys can hear me okay. I've kind of got my air conditioner blasting, and I'm just chilling at the end of the day here. Yeah. Dude, I made it home. I made it home, like, early. Probably two or three days in the last week, which is weird. Because, like, I was getting home at, like, midnight, 1 in the morning, 2 in the morning for a while. And so there's something with that, man. And I like it. I just kind of had some time to just chill in the evening. And yeah, just kind of not really think about anything or not really do anything. And not even driving around, which I think a lot of times what I would do is I would drive around and I would just pray and listen to some worship music or listen to the Bible and just kind of chill that way. But it feels really laid back just kind of sitting in my room. I felt like the Lord was telling me to just stay in tonight. I was thinking about going to this Bible study after I got done working. And God was, like, so clear. Like, it was just peace, you know. I was, like, I looked that way and kind of the way that would have been. And I'm, like, God, it'd be good, you know. It'd be fun. I get to hang out with everybody. But I could just see peace over here. And I drove home. And my roommate, Fausto, walked in, like, 5 minutes later. And we got to just talk a bunch. And then we ended up worshiping. And it was just, yeah, I'm, like, dude, this is awesome. So we had fun, man. And yeah, man, with work, with both work things, man, with the marketing agency and then with putting up gutters, like, it's just God is touching people. He's touching me and he's touching the people around me, man. And it's crazy, dude. Like, I feel like I'm exactly right where I'm supposed to be. And, like, everything is lining up. Like, specifically in that, in a lot of areas. But in the area of work and stuff, man. Like, I was driving this big truck home today. I got to drive this big truck. Dude, it's huge. And it's like a new truck. So the AC works. I can hook my Bluetooth phone up. I'm worshiping. And I was just crying, man. And there's these two young guys that I work with. There's one that I think he'll come back, but I think he said he's done for now. He wants to do something else, but I think he'll come back. He can, mostly for the money, I think he'll come back. He can make as much working with us in 2 days that he could make in 6 days, like anywhere else. So I think he'll come back, and I'm praying. Honestly, I'm praying that he does, because I think God's going to keep moving in his life, and I love spending time with him, and I feel like it's right where probably the most fruitful place the Lord could have him. But if it's not God, then it won't happen. But these other two guys, these young guys, I think one's 16 and one's 17, and I just got to work with them all day today. And I got so blessed, man, just being able to talk with them. And we worked, man. Like, I mean, for like 5 or 6 hours there, we just worked. Like, we were not having conversations. We were working. If we were talking about anything, we were talking about work. But even then, man, just the conversations before we started and then after. It's just like, man, God's doing something amazing. In both their lives, man. He's just bringing down the walls. Like, I so get the sense that, like, they don't feel like they have to hide anything from me. And I really want that, you know. Where it's like they can just tell me, like, yeah, we went out and did this, this, and this. And not have anything of, like, feeling like they're going to get in trouble or feeling like they're going to get criticized or anything like that. But that they'd know, man, I just want to love them no matter what's going on, no matter how they receive it. I just want to love him. And really, really cool, man. God's doing something beautiful in both their lives. And I'm excited, man. So that was awesome. The whole day was awesome. My boss is going through breakthrough stuff. It's ridiculous, man. He's just being real with people, you know? Like, there's a thing people say, it's like, it's okay to not be okay. Like, I feel like one of the biggest things I get out of that is it's really good to just be honest. Like, you don't have to tell everybody everything, man, but when we got stuff that's in the dark, dude, we die there. God doesn't want that, man. He wants us so out in the open and just in love, man. It's really good. I kind of feel like an old man sitting here doing this in my chair. Usually I'm in my car just like freaking out, you know. And if that's a good way to describe it. Like some oh my God. Feels that way though, you know. I'm just like, man, I just can't. I'm so pumped. We're gonna record this thing right in the car, and then it just kind of became the normal. So sitting in a chair doing this is like, I feel like a professional elderly person or something, man. I don't know. But yeah, God's doing amazing things, and I feel so blessed, dude. I was just crying a bunch today, dude. I was crying before we got to one of those jobs. I was crying on the way back. And, yeah. I can just see God doing stuff in these guys' lives, and it's crazy, dude. I'm going to read you something from the Bible. I don't know what it's going to be yet. But probably some of you get mad if I didn't. So we should... We probably should. Oh, thank you, Lord. Yeah, we'll go here. Dude, I feel like I spent like 3 months here. It's John 14, 15, and 16. I don't know exactly the one that we're going to get into, but I feel that super strong in my spirit. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yeah. Oh, yeah. So he's talking about fruit and all this stuff. Jesus says, yes, I'm the vine and you're the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will produce much fruit. For apart from me, you can do nothing. Man. Yeah. That's amazing, man. To just remain in him, like in a place of unity with him, man, where like he's at the center of everything, and not in like a weird way, dude, not in a weird like slave master way, but in a way of like we just begin to think about what he thinks about, man. Like, that's what he wants, man. He wants to change our... You know how they say first thought wrong? He wants to make our first thought his thought. He wants to just change our nature every day, man. Thank you, Lord. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Anyone who does not remain in me is thrown away like a useless branch and withers. Such branches are gathered into a pile and to be burned. So we shouldn't do that. We should probably hang out with him. We should probably know him. We should probably just spend time not doing anything with our time and just being with him, man. God, I think that's why I'm enjoying coming home early. Is because it's like, just feels, I don't know, man. Yeah, you know, like not even like a prayer thing, but just a thing of like just kind of being able to just do some random stuff around the house before I pass out. There's something about that where God's like, he's just hanging out with me in that, man. Come on. Thank you, Lord. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, you may ask for anything you want, and it'll be granted. When you produce much fruit, you're my true disciples. This brings great glory to my Father. He likes that, man. But, like, he's telling us straight up. He's like, we got to do it remaining in him, man. Being in love with him, man. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, man. Understanding him. Dwelling with him. Dude, just like, these words have just taken my whole vocabulary in the past year. Like, dwell, unity. There's something about that, man. And just being with him, like, there's a rest in that, man. That's what it is, dude. There's a crazy rest in that. And it's like we don't have to do anything, man. And when we kick it in that place, when we throw up the spirit lawn chair and the spirit shades and the spirit Hawaiian shirt and the spirit kicking back in the sand, right? When we get into that place with the Lord, like we're just chilling, stuff just explodes, dude. Like, I went into Subway today. I was so hungry after working all day. And I'm like, man, this is going to be amazing. And I go in there and the other guys were gone. I wanted to go eat with them, but I'm sure we'll get a chance to. The one guy had to go buy a truck today. But anyway, so I went to Subway by myself. And right when I got there were these two kids. They looked like stoner kids, right? You know, they're probably like 16, 17, the same age as the guys I was working with. And they roll up in there, you know, little thugs. And I went to go use the bathroom, and I come back, and they're just finishing ordering, and then I order my sandwich, and this was totally God. I can't take any credit for this. This just kind of happened. And I got my sandwich, and they were sitting across from each other at a table, and I went and sat down right next to them, just like basically facing them, and I was like, what's up, guys? And they're like, hey. And I'm like, you guys believe in Jesus? And they kind of look at each other. They're like, yeah. And we just talked for like 10, 12 minutes. They were eating their sandwiches, and I was just sitting there. So I did most of the talking. I was asking questions and just encouraging them, and some prophetic stuff, just testimonies about different things that God's done in my life and different things like, and how it's all biblical. It's all stuff Jesus did when he was walking around on the earth. And it was just cool, man. And they were super open, you know. And like, you know, when they kind of got to a point, and I was like, well, bless you guys, I'm going to eat my food. And they're like, cool. And I started eating, and they finished, and then they dipped out. And they're like, see you, man. Have a good night. And I'm like, yeah, you too. Like, they just got totally blessed, man. They didn't get a bunch of rules and don't do this, and you got to get born again, you got to get baptized, and you got to be fully submerged, and you got to make sure that you speak in tongues and this and that. And it wasn't any of that, man. It was just, and like, dude, there's such different times for different things, man. And in that moment, that was just perfect, man. That was exactly what those guys needed, man. And they just got loved by the Lord. And it's awesome, man. Yeah. I've loved you even as the Father's loved me. Remain in my love. When you obey my commandments, you remain in my love. Just as I obey my Father's commandments and remain in his love,
I've told you these things not so that you'll have a bunch of rules, not so that your life will suck, not so that you'll feel like you're living in a prison here on earth, not so you feel like you're in debt to God. It doesn't say that. But it says, I've told you these things so that you'll be filled with my joy. Come on, man. That's what the Lord wants, dude. He wants us to be filled with his joy. Oh, my goodness. Thank you, Lord. This is my... Yes, your joy will overflow. Yeah. This is my commandment. Love each other in the same way I've loved you. There's no greater love than to lay down one's life. You big yawn. There's no greater commandment than to lay down one's life for one's friends. You're my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you slaves because a master doesn't confide in his slaves. Now you're my friends. And since I've told you everything the Father told me, you didn't choose me, I chose you. I appointed you to go and produce lasting fruit so that the Father will give you whatever you ask for using my name. And this is my command. Love each other. Dude, it's so like both things at the same time in there. Like, he's just saying, love each other, obey me. Love me, obey me. Love me, obey me. I love you, obey me. And like, and it's like, it's so just like, he makes it so clear that both those things go together, man. And it's like, when we see that he loves us, we just naturally love him back. And I think that's the main thing, at least that the Lord was highlighting to me in reading that just now, was that like, man, when we experience his love, when we're getting loved by God, like, we can't help but love him back, man. We can't help but obey. Man, it'll just start to happen, dude. Like, the stuff we used to do, it won't, like, we won't find pleasure in it, man. We won't enjoy it. It'll give us anxiety. It'll just cause, we'll see what it's doing, and we're like, dude, no, I want what God's doing. There's a better life, yeah. I probably didn't do that justice, but yeah. Bless you guys. I should go fall asleep. I think I'm going to hit the pillow and just pass right out tonight. But yeah, rest in the presence of the Lord, man. Just, Father God, I pray over everybody listening to this that they'd be so open to whatever you're saying to them today in this moment. Whether it's like just a resting and receiving, or this like rising up and stepping out in faith and going way out of their comfort zone. Maybe right now, God, somebody listening to this, you're just telling them, dude, go take a nap. Thank you, Lord. You so know what we need, God. And you so know what the people around us need, God. And I pray that we more and more would just have your heart in us, your thoughts in us, Lord. That we just be thinking about what you're thinking about. In Jesus' name. Bless you guys.